It was the end of the first practice on the first day. If you don't know, if you've never coached, that's when all of your players look particularly exhausted because they're not in great shape. That's the way it was on this November Monday. And as all of the young women started heading into the locker room, all sweaty and tired and exhausted, the coaches all kind of landed on the side where, you know, we were sort of assessing things, seeing how things went on the first practice. And then this young woman came up to me and she said, "Coach Pryor," that's one of my aliases in case you need to know, said, "Coach Pryor, can you stick around with me for a little while? I need to work on my shot." Let me just tell you something. If you're not a coach, that is what we'd call sweet music to your ears, right? First practice, everybody's exhausted, and this player wants to stick around in the gymnasium longer and shoot. I tried not to embarrass myself, but I'll tell you all here, I did a little bit of my happy dance. So we went and we practiced for another 45 minutes working on her shot. The next day, she came 15 minutes earlier. She stayed 30 minutes after. She said, "On Saturdays, we practice from 8 to 10. Would you be able to stay till noon?" Now I think she's trying to see what my fortitude is, right? So I said, "Anytime you want to practice, anytime you want to work on things, you let me know." I have to tell you again, not only as a coach, but as a person, I was completely inspired by this young woman. Her commitment, her dedication, her perseverance. Not only was it inspiring, but it was like, who does that, right? Who does that? Who puts in that kind of time? Who puts in that kind of effort? It was completely counter. I mean, we had a good team and people practice hard, but she just really had this sort of gusto that she wanted to work very hard, to really work on improving her skills. Absolutely inspiring. That's how I feel today. That's how I feel today. Over 70 folks coming to be confirmed today. I don't know. I don't know how that makes you feel. But I have to tell you, as your bishop, it makes me feel incredibly inspired. I mean, that's just out. Who does that, right? I mean, who comes and spends a Sunday afternoon and gets confirmed? Well, I guess you all do, right? I guess you all do. But I have to tell you, if we're going to be honest and do the big picture here, it is also a bit countercultural. That you all are ready to come and to make a statement of affirmation today. That you're all ready to come and own your faith at a whole different level today. And what adds to the craziness of it all is you've worked to come here, right? I'm thinking this is the case. You've all been in classes, done some studying, doing some prayer pairing, right? Or are you just showing up today, right? No, you've spent time and all of that. Who does that? Look at you all. What does that say? That you are that committed to your faith that you're willing not only to be here today, but you've been there on other days. And then there are your clergy people and teachers and youth folks and parents and all the rest of the folks that are here today. All of your commitment to make this happen. It's incredible. It's incredible. I am truly inspired. And particularly for those of you who are making the statement of faith, that you are about to say, this is really inspiring. You're about to say that you are willing to continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of bread and in the prayers. Wow, you really want to do that? You want to persevere in resisting evil and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Really? You're going to do that too? Wait, you're going to proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Wow. All right. Really? Really? You're going to seek and serve Christ in all persons? Loving your neighbor as yourself? Are you kidding me? You're going to do that? Okay. And then lastly, you're going to strive for justice and peace among all people, and you're going to respect the dignity of just the people you like? Oh, I'm sorry, I misread that. Just the people that are just like you and believe the same things you do? No! You said you're going to respect the dignity of every human being. Who does that? What is wrong with you people? You're the people that the presiding, this is only the fourth sermon today, it's okay. Third. Right? You're those crazy Episcopalians I've heard about. Wow. Thank you. It really is inspiring. It really is. It's just amazing that you're ready and willing to make this commitment, that you are the come early, stay late, say that I really do want to live into the fullness of the love of God, that you really do want to follow in the way of Jesus, that you really do believe that you are uniquely created in God's image and that you are uniquely gifted, each one of you, and that the Holy Spirit's leading you. You're those folks. You're the folks that Desmond Tutu says this, that believe that goodness is stronger than evil, love is stronger than hate, and light is stronger than darkness, and life is stronger than death, and victory is ours through Jesus who loves us all. You're the folks who are making that statement this day. You're making that proclamation. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God love you. God bless you.